Right, I'm still joined in the studio by the band The Chondriacs. Are you say you're a band or are you a duo? How do you sort of work? Well, it's two
duo.
Of you.
There's,
yeah, sorry.
Duo.
There isn't like a surprise member suddenly going to go, hello, isn't it me? On percussion or nothing? No. Now, you were talking about your children.
Yeah.
And how important are they in your lives with your music? I mean, are they really supportive? They're like, oh, Dad, no. What they've been like?
Well, that kind of varies. I've got a 19-year-old going on 20 off at university.
Yeah.
I mean, the last comment about one of our recording studio songs was, it's surprisingly professional, which is all I can hope for from a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
When we're playing music, my youngest is 12. He loves it.
Yeah,
he asks to listen to it all the time.
Yeah,
different age, isn't it? Really,
you actually 12. Hear him humming the songs around the house.
Yeah.
It's really good. He just, always got into them, didn't you? I love it. Michelle, growing up was soul Motown. My dad was crazy on soul Motown. Like, so I've grown up on that, but later on in life, I've changed. And there's a fella out at the moment, Chris Stapleton, the country and western singer. Oh, I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
And the way he writes as well. He's wrote songs for so many people.
Adele.
He's done on the 21 album, If It Hadn't Been For Love, he wrote that song. But it's all them influences all rolled into one, I think. I love songwriting. I love lyrics. I just want to get in the song. I feel all the time about the music. So, heavy metal, I don't feel I can do. All the others, I'm on it. It's good.
It's got a cracking, lovely tone, really nice tone to your voice, and you've got that slight crackle.
Yeah.
It's lovely you say that.
There we go.
I love singer-songwriters, so I love people like James Taylor, and, well, it's going to sound a bit dated, Billy Joel, I grew up on, which my mates in my band have always taken the mickey out of. But really, I was saying to Tony on the way here, when you're younger, you tend to be stuck in a genre and everything else is discounted. And then as you get older, you start realising you've missed out on a whole load of music.
Yep.
And so it's widened so much now, and that does play a big part when you're writing songs. Plagiarism is a bad thing. But not having songs to influence your song makes it very difficult to write one. So, listening to lots of different types of music, I think it's really important as a songwriter.
How many hours worth of music? Because you said you've been writing and writing. So if you were to do a gig of your originals, some people can only manage to do about sort of 8 minutes and they're like, I'm sorry, that's my set.
We could record 3 albums with the material that we've got. You'd need a bit of polishing. We've written enough songs to find 3 albums worth of songs that we like enough to record, but it's having the time to polish them off, and it's having the funds to get in there and do that.
And we're going to talk about that, because we're going to talk about crowdfunding in a while as well.
Yeah. This was one of the first songs we wrote, wasn't it?
It was probably the very first
one. So we should know this one.
It's called Devil's Mist.
Yep.
And it's about when a couple have an argument, the man always leaves in the car, gone. He's calming down, the wife's still at home, raging. He comes back home, all that, really. So he's always left the woman raging. We never sort of understand as men. Come back, think it's all right.
Clearly, this is not
it's
situation.
Not something you've not actually experienced as either of you, no.
No.
It was it a friend that mentioned this to you, both of
something
you, was it? Something
knew.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the Chondriacs with Devil's Mist.
Devil's Mist.
Raging eyes, rumbling skies, lightning strikes me, I'm paralyzed. War with words that really hurt. We just let in the past endure. When that red mist covers me, have to set that devil free. Your take the blame. Why do you leave me in a pouring rain? Always run and never take the blame. I'm insane, left in pain. Assume you're okay, cause I've lost my rage. Hurt to the core, can't take it no more. There'll be no response when I come through the door. Me in a pouring rain. Always run and never take the blame. Why do you leave me in a pouring rain? Always run and never take the blame. Left in pain, assume you're okay, cause I've lost my rage. Hurt to the core, can't take it no more. There'll be no response when I come through the door. Why do you leave me in the pouring rain? Always run and never take the blame. Why do you leave me in the pouring rain? Always run and never take the blame.
That was fabulous, and I was about to join in as well then. It's really, really hooky, isn't it?
Yeah,
great hook on that. Very, very good hook. I like that one. But not written about anybody they know in particular.
Or because no situation that we've ever come across.
Yes.